Very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the third day, 16th of March 2015. So as we settle in into the retreat proper, you will find yourself much effective in the meditation. You can continue to build up this faith, sadha, leading to the virya. Your sati will come. And I really rejoice because quite a number of you are quite serious, very good. You make it a point to come in early. This morning at about 5:30 when I was here, quite a number has settled in. Then there are some who join their morning chanting. Their morning chanting also is quite unique. If you have affinity, you can also join them. Okay, now we will do our morning chanting, then I will renew your precepts. What we will do is, for those on five precepts, when it comes to precept, you turn to our chanting book, page 4. Instead of Panchasila, I will chant the 8 precepts. You have the sheet of paper there. Yesterday, Sui An passed around the 8 precepts. For those who take the 5 precepts, you can chant the first 5. I don't think it's any different. Because the 3rd precept, Kamesu and Abrahmacharya, if you are in a retreat, I don't think there's any difference. You can have complete abstinence from sexual activity. So you don't have to like chant Kamesu, Vichachara, Viramani, Sikkhapadang, Samadhi, Yami. You undertake the training rule to abstain from sexual misconduct. Misconduct means you cannot, you are not allowed. The precept prohibit you from having any sexual relationship beside your marriage. Okay. Then for those who are taking 8 precept, you will continue to chant the 6, 7, and 8. Okay, let us pay respect to the triple gem. Then we start our puja offering. Buddhang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya macchapamadatana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Okay, now only the 8 preceptor chant. Vikala bhojana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Naca kita varita visuka dasana mala ganda vilipala dharana mandana vibhusanyatana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Ucha sayana maha sayana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Okay, now I will chant to you the significance of this precept. Imani atta sikapadani silena sukanti yanti silena bhoga sampada silena nibbuti yanti tasma silam visodaye. The meaning is, these are the precepts, either 5 or 8. Precepts is the source of happiness. Precepts of virtue is the source of true wealth. Precepts of virtue is the source of true peace. Therefore, let virtue and precept be purified. Let us rejoice together. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we will continue with the Patipa Puja, because this morning, as usual, Padmasuri before. And all those who help out, they have made offering to the altar. Our Kaya Mitafan, together with the pool money from this retreat, we have allocated to do this puja. Then Padmasuri also volunteered to sponsor, I think, the candles and the incense and some fruits, I think. Okay, we will chant the Padipa Puja, page 5. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadang sina tilokadipang sanbudang pujayami tamonudang ganda sabarayutena dopenahang suganghina pujayae pujaniyantang puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda gunopetang etang kasulma santatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe pujayami buddhang kasumena nena punnena mathena cha hotu mokhang pupang milayati yatta idang me kayo tatha yatta vinasabhavang adivase tuno bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patiganha tumuttamang. Okay, turn to page 18 to make our aspiration. Significance of offering of light. This offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear mind, Dhamma, that cools and doses of the fire of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are going to offer to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offerings of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path of fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely with to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. We'll make the overall expression now. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculty of sada, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings, exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to the Tripitaka. Buddhang pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay, we're supposed to do our morning exercise now. Then after that, you can have your meditation. Get ready your weight. Then like yesterday, on the light over the other side. Then we will gather to do the exercise. Okay.